number of different parcels. Can you join us, sir? Donna, would you provide, or James, would you provide this microphone up there? Or Donna's, whichever one reads there.
We don't do anything easy at the government.
I think 27 through 33 are all valued the same. They're all identical, virtually identical units. So I was hoping we could save you time. We could talk to them in groups because most of them are assessed the same.
Would you explain to us where these individual properties are at? If I'm not mistaken, they're condominiums.
Yeah, these are 27 through 33 are Sycamore Ridge condominiums up near the high school in Branson, Missouri. And just a little background. I've been buying up some condos the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm here today, not necessarily try to get them down to what I bought them for, but on a couple areas, going to hopefully get a better assessed value given what the market's been selling for the last 2 or 3 years. These are all identical units. The only difference is they may be a walk-in unit or a walk-up unit. When I did, I provided the market analysis, which everything is sold last year and up through this year when I turned it in. And I've actually did an update since then. The average market analysis I'm showing is a little over $43,000. That's removing $1,000 off the sale price to say that's the amount for personal property, because most all these units come with all appliances furnished in them, washer, dryer. Not always, but usually a washer, dryer, and always a refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, microwave. You know, the average prices that I've been buying them at is around $42,000. The market analysis is $43,000. So it's about the right, the low of $40,500 and the high of $48,900. And I'm showing the assessed value of a little over $56,000. Some of these were foreclosures. Four of them were not foreclosures. The 200s, which I guess would be, I think it would be numbers. $27,000, $28,000, $29,000, and $30,000 were not foreclosures. And they were purchased for $42,750. Do they have the document I provided, which gives you a recap of when I purchased them, the date I purchased, you know, with the date and the amount that I purchased, and shows the market analysis and the low to high for all the condos we're going to talk about today. You're going to have to help me here because I'm not sure what the protocol is in terms of
We're just looking at information.
We're here to hear whatever you have to say and view any evidence that you brought us to look at, as well as the assessor.
Okay.
Supplies to us. So.
Yeah, everything that's sold in the last 18 months I provided, and the average price is $43,000. Some of those are foreclosures, some of them aren't foreclosures. Since the beginning of the year, I've purchased another one over there just last week, and it bought it for $41,000. So it was a foreclosure. I'm not trying to get down to what I paid for them. I just think $56,000 is too high. When I did my loan, my bank did an internal evaluation, not an outside appraisal, but their internal appraisal with their group out of Kansas City. They valued them around $48,000.
Would you be happy with that?
I'd take $48,000. I think that's fair.
I'm going to make a motion for $48,000.
Second.
Is that for all the light parcels that he just presented?
Yes.
Everything in Kela SR, which is 27 through 33.
Motion's been made and seconded. To establish the value of properties of VOE numbers from 2013-27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33 at an appraised value of $48,000 each. Discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
May I ask a question? This might be a place.
Suncrest.
This may be a place to ask. The ones I've purchased since the first year, they'll have to carry the old valuation, since I couldn't appeal them because I didn't own them at the beginning of the year.
It would be a good idea because tax dollars has changed hands at the value on the books. When you closed, you were asked to pay the taxes or they paid you the amount that is due this year.
That's right.
Based on an estimate. So we would actually be cutting into the tax dollars that was already calculated.
I mean, they paid their share, and I'll pay them. So you're saying there's nothing I can really do on it.
Well, you need to make the presentation to us, and we're going to.
But can I do that? Because I thought it had to be based on everything on 1-1 of this year.
When did you buy it?
Like this one I bought last week.
Well, if he becomes the new owner.
What we're doing is we're making an evaluation of what we determined that valuation was as of the first.
Right.
So if we're convinced that it's less than what it shows on the books, then we have the ability to check it.
On this year's run?
Sure.
I don't understand.
Well, you're talking about properties that haven't.
Properties I've not brought forth to you. It's on that summary page I gave you, but I bought it since 1-1, but prior till now.
This year.
In other words, he bought it.
Establishing the value of the property as of January 1 this year.
But only
not
the property
after that time, Ron. That has to be the next session.
He bought it after the deadline to appeal, so it would be like a late increase notice going out. He couldn't appeal it because he didn't own it prior to the application deadline.
Well, let me ask you a question, if I may, while we're talking. Do I have the right to come in and appeal a property that I don't own for the valuation?
No, that's what I'm saying. But once he does own it and we're still in VOE, we're after the application date, it would be like some of the late increase notices.
Nothing to do with increase notices.
Well, okay, in my opinion, those people didn't get an opportunity to do an application because we'd already closed the date on accepting an application.
That's excellent. That's an excellent comment, but it has nothing to do with what he's talking about.
Okay. I'm just giving my opinion,
he didn't get an
James.
Increase. He didn't get an increase notice.
I understand.
His value stayed the same.
But he didn't own the property, so he couldn't appeal it until he owned it, and he now owns it.
But you can't.
I mean, it's up to you guys, Danny, what you want to do.
I know, but there's dates that you have to abide by. The first of the year on the years that you're trying to take care of. And if he's bought it this year after January 1st, I don't think we can hear it.
I can tell you that we have done it several times after BOE closes. People have brought a case to us saying they didn't buy the property. They bought the property after BOE had closed. And so they didn't have an opportunity to come to BOE. And we heard it. The commission heard it.
Yes. And I think there's a statute that allows that. But I don't think there's a statute that allows the BOE to hear anything that's before January 1st of this year. after that timeframe.
Okay, help me out. My understanding is that we, as a DOE, are establishing what we feel the value of the property was January 1 of this year, whether it sells or doesn't sell. We're making a decision based upon a piece of property and what the value of that piece of property was as of a certain date.
Right.
And I, maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought we had the ability to make that decision. We have the ability, if James brings it to us as assessor.
I think you do, but I don't, I'm not following the procedural matter. Just because he's a new owner doesn't waive him the rights of the deadlines that everybody else had to abide by.
I guess I'm lost on the deadline.
He purchased last week. He missed the June 17th deadline. He missed
to
appeal that piece of property as of January 1.
So you're asking to talk about a piece that hasn't been brought to the clerk.
That is correct.
I apologize. Yeah. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just asking, was there anything can be done? And what I'm hearing, there's probably not.
Right. Different.
Okay. Yeah. Through DOE. My apologies to the board.
Okay.
I wasn't understanding
that. Yep. All right. Keela S., that's 34th or 39. I'm looking at the summary. Everything I've bought, I've even included a couple that I'm closing on next week, but it's around $33,000. The market analysis is $34,000, a little over $34,000, with a high of $31,500 and a high of $39,000, and I'm showing the assessed value at $51,421. And again, for internal valuations, the bank was putting around a $40,000 value on these.
Yeah, I'd like to step in on this one before motions are made. If you take away your purchases, the median of all the sales occurring prior in 2011, you've got a median of about 47.5.
For Suncrest?
Yes, sir. I've got them here listed as sales.
Well, the ones I've got.
But if you throw your sales in, which are foreclosure sales, I'm assuming.
Most, yes.
39, 38, 37, 38, 38. But the list of sales before that was 54.3, 48.5, 47.5, 43.5, 47.5, and 47.5.
Well, from 1-1-11 through 5-8-13, I'm only showing one unit that sold that wasn't mine. And it sold for $40,000.
We've got signed affidavits from the owners on all of these. I'll show them to you.
I mean, it's just from the MLS system as of May.
Set of sales in 11, 48, 5, 47, 5, 47. And these are signed affidavits from the owners to my office. There's 154.3, late 10.
Well, if those indeed happened, they had to be sold not through a real estate office because this would have picked up, this was the MLS system. They would have been sold not through a realtor.
We have that happen through the chart on the real estate book. We have it happen all the time that comes in. The owner will come in and have it on there, and it won't be on this real estate deal. And it may show up later that it's not on there at the time we have the BOE.
Well, I can't argue with that. I'm just going by what I can know from the MLS system. And I'm on the board of that condominium, so I know most of the owners and what they've paid recently, and many of them are hurting because they bought them 5-10 years ago and paid
right,
50-ish, and now they trying. I mean, there's one for sale right now at $48,000. It's been on the market for five or six months. It can't sell.
And I'll be glad to furnish you the letters. They're sworn affidavits of what they bought them for. I have those on file in my office.
Well, right. How far? And those were late 10 and into 11.
We got two late 10s, 44 and 54. One is in December of 10. One is August of 10, but then we got May of 11, April of 11, 1, 2, 3, 4 Aprils of 11 that sold for $47,500. And then when we get to the 12s, I'm assuming it's your sales.
All but one, looks like.
39, 38, 37, 38, 38.
And there's a 40, and looks like in July of 12. That's not mine.
Okay. I just wanted to make you guys aware of that.
No, that's fair.
And what was you asking on it?
Well, I honestly think 40 is fair, quite honestly, but I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
And James, you think you're fair on what you've got it set for? Or you got, is there any basis for a...
I would go with the median of 47.5. That's what you did on the last one, went with his bank analysis. But they didn't evidently have these sales, all of them.
No, the bank analysis is around 40.
Yeah, and they didn't evidently
have
these
sales.
47.
So you'd be basically saving him $1,000 appraisal.
Yeah, he'd have to have an appraisal to change it.
I mean, what I'm saying is, you've got a 47.5. It's the best you can do on that, James. Is what it's.
Well, that's what the information gives me.
Right.
If I kick out all the foreclosure sales.
Is there any valid about the point that nothing sold in 12 other than foreclosures? There's things for sale out there. There's not selling at that price.
Right.
They're sitting there being unsold. Which,
what do you think, Jeff?
Just knowing what I know from this complex out there, I would be more inclined to go with the bank. With the bank's at 40. But that's just going on what I've seen.
Well, I'll make a motion to split the difference on it.
What would that be, Dan?
Well, it's set at 44. It'd be 43.75 or 43.87.50 if you use the exact figure that they give me. So. I'm basing that off of no sales. I would go with what James had here as the median on it, but if there's no sales in 12, that's what reason I would be willing to reduce it.
Well, the thing you want to look at on a determining something like that is there sales available. This gentleman's kind of scooped up the foreclosure end of it. I shouldn't say it
it's
that
open
way,
for
but
anybody.
That's what you pretty well done. So what's out there at arm's length transaction?
There's an arm's length out there right now, $48,000. It's not sold. I'm closing on two more in a couple weeks out there, but they're both foreclosures at 31.5 and 35.5.
I'm going to make a motion for 44.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the appraised value of the properties. BOE numbers 2013-34, 35, 36, 37, 38, and 39, and 44,000. Discussion.
That's based upon no sales in 2012. The reason I'm making that.
But here's my discussion. I'm also left for other discussion. We're looking at how many units here?
Six.
Six units. There's 18 in the complex.
Actually, there's 33.
33. I'm just looking, I guess, at the upper four.
There's two buildings. You're looking at building B, probably.
The other building's valued higher.
Really?
This is the other building. I didn't realize it was the same complex. They're valued higher.
They're basically identical buildings. One's got 33. One's got 18, and one's got 15.
How far down did we go on that
44.
39.
44.
Oh, 39 was the...
I'm sorry, 39.
Wait, again, how many are in this building?
33. Which building are you looking at?
The one where your property...
There was 18.
And I can click on all 18 of them, and all of them are showing the same value.
Yeah, everything I've got is valued the same.
So my question is, when you do that, you're creating a... discrepancy within the building. I'm assuming that all of them are the same or close. Just out there.
Are you saying with the lowering it from the
seeing that you're lowering 6 of 18 properties to an amount that's less than, 6 of them will be less than the other 12. But there is a motion on the floor.
How much was the other, the, how much was the value on the others?
All of them were at 51,403.
Right.
Discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next one is Kela V, and there's actually two sets we're going to talk about. The first is the vineyards. That's 40 through 43. Basically, my average price has been 37.5. The marketing analysis is showing 38.2, a low of 36.5, and a high of 39.5. And that discounts the 89 that sold at 32,000 and change to one buyer. Was it last year? Yeah, I think early 11. I can't remember. If you throw those numbers in, it drives them down even further, but I left those out. I guess I'll begin. I have less heartburn over this one. These are valued, I've shown these are valued at $47,000, is that correct?
That's right.
Which I always wonder why these are valued so low compared to Sycamore Ridge, because they're actually larger units, and Sycamore Ridge is a more desirable area location-wise, but other than that, it's...
We actually did a... I thought a pretty good job of trying to average these condos out. They were hit hard by the tornado.
I'm not going to push too hard on this one. I mean, it's at 47. I think it's too high from what's sold out there, but it's within 20-25%. Some of those others were way off. I considered way off.
I wouldn't make a recommendation on these to lower because, like I say, I think we've worked on them hard. We actually cut them in half.
What did you say your recommendation is?
To leave them the same.
No change.
No change. No.
Is there a motion on the floor?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to leave the valuations for BOE numbers 2013-40, 41, 42, 43 the same at 47,000. So there will be no change. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The last two are 44 and 45, and they're in Point Royale, which I'm sure you probably get a lot of activity on. They're both one-bedroom, one-bath units. They're slightly different valuations, so I think they're like 1 or 2 square foot difference in size. You know, I bought one 10 years ago at $38,000, bought one this last year at $21,000, which averages $29,500. The market analysis is showing a little over $30,000 is the average, low of $21,000, which is the one I bought, and a high of $40,000. And I'm showing the average assess of the two that I have of $54,645, almost $55,000. There was a day you could buy a point where you could $55,000 one bedroom was worth it in Point Royale, but with assessments out there right now and the condition of the property, there's no way they're worth that kind of property.
Your numbers are not correct. I lowered one of those to $47,415. And the other one's $44,234.
Earlier this year? Because I'm just taking these off my tax bills.
Right. These is reassessment process.
Okay.
For the entire area.
So you only get a notice that they go up. You don't get a notice that they go down.
Right.
Okay. So which one was, what was that?
One is all residential at $47,415. Then we have the other one on the nightly rental, and it's $44,234.
Actually, that's not, I turned in my former first, I bought it, put it on a month to month. And turn my forms in the first year to keep it on month to month. So it shouldn't be on nightly rental.
My recommendation to the board is leave the value the same and move this commercial one from commercial to residential.
And if you do that, what would the value be on parcel number 45 that you're speaking
It'd still be 44,234, but all residential.
Which would mean that 34,000 that's currently being assessed to 32% would be assessed.
Yes, sir. It drives it way up.
Send the assessed valuation out.
44,234 divided by 0.19 equals. Better not equal that.
It's divided, isn't it?
Yeah. It put the assessment at 8404, which is almost half of what they were on at one point there, 2011 and 12.
So the recommendation is to leave the same assessment and to move the one from commercial to residential.
That's what my point, Royale. You can set any value you want to. You can pick any three comparables you want to. There's numerous sales in Point Royale. I mean, I got hundreds.
The assessor's recommendation is to leave the valuation the same on 2013-44. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a motion regarding that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to leave DOE number 2013-44, same valuation of 47,415. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Kenny, did
you
say
nay?
Huh?
Did you eye that way?
I did.
DOE number 2013-45. The assessor is recommending taking the commercial portion of this property, which is appraised at 34,234, and moving that to residential. So we would have a total valuation of the appraised value of 44,234, but it would all be residential, so the assessed value would be 8,404. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded regarding DOE number 2013-45 to establish the total appraised value at 44,234 residential. The assessed value would be at 8,404. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I compliment you on being as prepared as you were for the board. That certainly helps.
Thank you.
Is the next call in? Or?
A call in.
Yeah, teleconference.
If the assessor has any properties you want to bring before us, this might be a good time since we've got a...
Yeah, Kenny, bring those five adjustments we need to make to the book down, if you can hear me, where we had some exemptions and stuff that didn't carry over from book to book.
See, those condos, you have to pay the property owners, POA dues, and the condo. You're looking for $4,500 a year. That's one good thing I like to get that. You have a debt condo. Get nothing to and pay the POA. Yeah. You got a condo out there, you have to pay the POA and the COA.
Set until 10:15, right? Anybody want to take a recess for 5 minutes before we do this?
Yep.
Stay at a recess for
five minutes. Okay, he might not even heard me.